at his best. Why should I look at the humanity at its worst? Yes, both of them, they exist. Why? Why both of them exist? If you are a believer, answer me. How come?
Because
we are too many and each of us are unique. So everything happens. Too much. There is everyone. What is in your mind when you think about the humanity? Which one do you have? That cheater or the saint? Replace it with what? I have a personal suggestion over there, which is a little bit maybe out of the text. I realize that there is one thing that you could replace it with all your imagination, make it the base of your imagination, and it works. Because if you choose something very romantic, in certain circumstances, it doesn't work. When I'm going to buy something from grocery, excuse me, but I cannot afford to be romantic. What is that key imagination? Is hat. Why? Several times I told you hat carries several different meanings. It's just, right, correct, justice. And you see, how could I carry this to the grocery shop? No matter where I go, I could think, I could remember that. My imagination, my center of thinking, my center of attention should be hat. First of all, whatever I do, I should think, am I right doing this or not? It starts with hat. If hat is with me or not, do I have the right to do this? Is this correct to do this? Is it real? Is it just? Is it justice? Then at the end, yes, I think about God. But at the end, because when I think about God, then I forget the grocery man. Yeah, too much difference. But when I think about the meaning of hat, it's with me, always. When in the prayer they would say, may hat be with you, I think it means that, to be always with you, to choose that side. To choose that side, you should ignore another side, which is me, that ego, self. He started and said, oh, up to the moment that a little bit of this self is there, you will not get it. Remember, it's like that. So you start to polish, get rid of it, but do not expect something to happen. Why? First of all, whatever we talk about imagination, you think about your eyebrow, your problem. All your show off is with your intelligence. Hopefully somebody will steal it, then you will see the guy will be killed by that intelligence. And the most important stuff, you don't know what you want. You think that you're late, so you want it very fast. And loud and clear. It's. Do you remember the story of the guy and the Jesus and the stone? Is it? You want something, you don't know what it is. Why do you insist? When you don't know what it is about, change your attitude. That was the first story. The second one, in book one, do you remember? We talked about this. Tawakkul and jahd, personal effort, and I said, there is no division there like that. So have tawakkul, rely on the God's courtesy, but at the same time, try your best. We talked about it, right? Here he said, remember, I told you this donkey is not your friend, doesn't want to accompany you. The donkey wants to go and find some grass. That's all Dogi thinks about. And he's the enemy of the path, remember? What does that mean? It means kick the ass of that donkey. Do not feed it. If you don't, it wouldn't work. Remember, it's a part of you. You cannot say, oh, my animal part, leave me alone. It's here, it's me. And you have to feed it yourself. You cannot feed your donkey Lahore, it doesn't work. Then it came to understanding the imagination we're talking about today. So there is form and there is the essence. Form and the essence is form of imagination. Is what I was talking about, giving you the example of imagination, me going to grocery and having carrying that idea. But the essence should be in your feeling. You should feel that way. You should be sensitive if you're really just or you're not. So you will never try to justify something for yourself. You criticize yourself. But am I correct here or what? And he said, the essence is important. The form is not that much. But again, you cannot say forget about the form. Because that's crossed eye vision to us. It's both. Together. Always is like that. For us, opposites are two sides of a coin. They rely on each other. Therefore, the form is the best tool to change the essence. Because you cannot touch the essence. The essence of your humanity is untouchable for you. But the form is here. And by changing the form, this is the practice that will change the essence. We said, the prayer, no matter what kind of prayer, what is it? Bending down, standing up, doing this, doing that. These are forms. But these forms will influence your spirit. With prayer, you will change you. So, remember, closer to us is the essence. The form should be secondary, but only secondary. Then he talked about the jealousy, uniqueness, and all that kind of stuff. When we are now, we are at the end of the book. At the end of the book, you will hear something a little bit different, normally. We are arriving at the moment, up to here, you see, I explained roughly what we talked about. And you see that you could talk about all of this even in a college, in a scientific place, can't I? To bring all this up. But there are stuff that you cannot talk over there. Like what? Like miracle. Do you remember the name of the miracle in Arabic? Mu'jizah. Means something that will cripple something else. That's the literal meaning of it. Because that fact or that story or that image or imagination will cripple your intelligence. Means your intelligence is incapable of understanding it. This is what the label means. So there are things that we label them non-understandable. Enough? But they are here. And we talk about it because it's a major part of the stuff. It's all around us and we believe in it. We believe in strange stuff that in our story the saints will do. Why do they do it? Huh? I should insist that these are stories. And mainly, we are not talking about the history. This is kind of technique for teaching you something. Because we are here to learn, not learning to memorize and understand something. We have to practice it. Therefore, we have a lot of these made-up stories, and you cannot question the magic, because scientifically, magic doesn't exist, right? But artistically and in spirituality, magic exists, and we could prove it. Do you remember how? The way we prove the beauty. Only that way we could prove it. We don't need to prove it, because the stuff we are talking about is in common sense. Remember common sense stuff? At the beginning of this book he said, listen, there are these five senses you have and you share with the animals. These are not what we are talking about. We have five other senses. And those five are not like these five. These five are different. Those are one by one, deeper and deeper and deeper. The first one was common sense. What is common sense? Common sense is something that you don't need to prove. Nobody will question it. And we know nobody ever questioned love. Did they? Nobody dares to. Love is there. But somebody could prove it? No way. No way? How could you prove that somebody is in love? Okay, they look like crazy people. So what? So it's not a matter of proof. It's beyond that, and this is what we're talking about. How he started to open the gate for this, he started with the negative part, which is always down there. First was the negative attitude of knowledge. Remember? He said this knowledge stuff, it sometimes is trying to help you. Check it out. Maybe it's trying to keep you from better stuff. Because science is like that. The other feeling we're talking about is different. And what is that one? That one is not very easy to understand, because the first one I'm talking about, to cheat. To do something that looks good, but it's not real good. This is something that happens a lot. Why? I remember one of my teachers, Mr. Jafari. He repeatedly will mention that, remember, the bad stuff is paying a tax to good stuff. That's why we know good is good. He said, have you ever seen somebody doing something good but pretend and show that I mean bad? It's always the opposite. They do the bad thing, but they decorate it as a good stuff. This is the tax they pay. Because all the bad people, they pretend that they are good. This is why we are sure that goodness is good. Even the bad people will understand that that is bad. If not, why dishonest people, they try to convince you they are honest? That's the tax over there. That's one of the points that we could be sure that everybody understands. Yes, this is common sense. Good is good and bad is bad. And you cannot say the opposite. Okay? So, he went from the Satan waking up the Mahavir, remember that story? Then he came to the people who were building a mosque for ruining something. Zarar means it's against the benefit, actually. actually to lose something.